My name is Dan Keating. I'm 98 years old. Between the years 1919 and 21, I fought with the Irish Republican Army in the War of Independence against the British. I was working in Tralee in a bar at the time, Jerry McSweeney's. There was a soldier who used to come in there, in this fellow, he was a Liverpool Irishman. And in the course of talking with him anyway, he offered to sell a rifle for £1. I agreed to buy the rifle from him anyway. I had been advised by my manager, Pat Garvey, that I was taking an awful chance, and he thought I was very, very foolish to do it. But I was mad for guns at the time, anyway. It was the first rifle in Palmer's Bridge. When I joined the RA, we had arms training at least a couple of times a week, and we were instructed how to use a rifle, and even that time, rifles were scarce. And in a lot of the, quite a lot of the ambushes, in the early part of it, there was more shotguns than rifles. But gradually they captured barracks and they captured soldiers, and then they got a lot of equipment in, and finally they were very well equipped in the finish to fight the British. The planning of an ambush was this. They'd observe that a lorry or a contingent of maybe a cycle patrol, that they'd go to a certain town on a certain day. And the ambushes then were set up to try and intercept them on their way going, or their way coming. And they were very, very successful in that. There was one particular time where there was a lorry passed in the morning, and this one used to go in the evening. And two of us went, John Duggan and I, went to have a shot at this lorry. We must have been there for 2 or 3 hours waiting for it to come back. And the first lorry that came back anyway, we opened fire. And there were 7 lorries after it. It was a convoy. And 2 of us there. And the next thing, this armour car drove up. Well, he cut the bushes around us, passed the rest of the cars to get into place to open fire, you know. But we took to the heels anyway, John Duggan and I, and just escaped. At that time, the IRA in the south, they were in complete control, and the British, they couldn't go out with less than maybe 100 and 150 men, and they were more or less confined to their barracks. And when the treaty came across, the British were very anxious. At that time, the British knew they couldn't defeat the IRA. When the treaty was published, when you saw that after all the fighting, that you had achieved nothing, that you were handing over part of your country to the British, and that you still have the British army in Ireland, to me that was totally unacceptable. Because until there's a commitment that the British withdraw their forces and their influence over this country, you'll never have peace.